This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip of the connection of sujood, the prostration, with our ubudiyya, the servitude of Allah. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, in the previous two segments, we were talking about sujood, prostration, and the keys of being able to increase and strengthen our ubudiyya. We talked about the beautiful sujood and prostration of divine saints, of the imams. We talked about the sujood, the prostration of Imam Zain al-Abidin, Imam Sajjad, Ali ibn al-Husayn, the fourth divinely appointed Imam. We also talked about the sujood of Imam al-Kadhim, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far, the seventh divinely appointed Imam as well. And we also talked about how everything that is created by Allah, whether it is the earth or the sun or the moon or the rain or the stars or the mountains or the plants or the animals, they are all in sujood, in prostration, in glorification, and praising Allah, the exalted and the blessed. Now, dear friends, our belief in Allah, exalted and glorified be He, gives us strength to live our lives in a righteous and pure manner. Allah has not left the earth without a guide, a hadi, nor has He placed it at the disposal of man with all its apparent and hidden blessings, but He has ensured the presence of a proof, of an argument of His, of a hujjah, of Allah's ownership and watchfulness.
In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program, Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I would like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Dhakirin, the Whispered Prayer of the Rememberers. Please stay with me. My God, love-mad hearts are enraptured by You. Disparate intellects are brought together by knowing You. Hearts find no serenity except in remembering You. Souls find no rest except in seeing You. You are the glorified in every place, the worshipped at every time, the found at every moment, the called by every tongue, the magnified in every heart. I pray forgiveness from You for every pleasure but remembering You, every ease but intimacy with You, every happiness but nearness to You, every occupation but obeying You. My God, You have said, and Your word is true. O you who have faith, remember God with much remembrance and glorify Him at dawn and in the evening. And you have said, and your word is true, remember me, and I will remember you. You have commanded us to remember you, and promised that you will remember us thereby, in order to ennoble, respect, and honor us. Here we are, remembering you as you have commanded us. So accomplish what you have promised us, O rememberer of the rememberers, O most merciful of the merciful.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now in continuation to what we were saying, talking about sujood, the prostration, and the beauties of sujood, and how sujood and prostration can increase our ubudiyya, can strengthen our ubudiyya, our servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorious and exalted be He. In the Dua Tawassul, we find that it says, Ya Hujjatullah alal khalqi, meaning, O Hujjah, O proof, O argument of Allah upon the creation. It is in reference to the 12 Imams, the Messenger of Allah, and Lady Fatima. And so Allah has always had a proof of His upon this earth. Even today, there is a hujjah of Allah upon Allah's creations. If a minute change and disorder occurs in the order of creation, meaning the sun moves too close to the earth, or the earth moves too far from the sun, or the moon moves farther or closer to the earth, we will find that everything will perish. This minute change, this minute disorder, this incredibly small chaos will destroy everything. And so if we look at it on the other hand, what absolute perfection is in the order of creation? The firm and fixed order, this perfection of creation in the mountains and the plants, the atoms and the galaxies, the water and the fire and the wind and the soil, the four seasons, day and night, the different organs and body parts in a human being, diverse instincts in animals, and the different sets of guidance is a perfect manifestation of Allah's lordship, of His rububiyya for the entire universe. With all this knowledge, dear friends, which leads to wisdom, we will find that all this knowledge leads us to sujood. It leads us to prostration of Allah, which of course leads us to ubudiyya, the servitude of Allah, glorified and exalted be He.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Jaafar.
It appears to be unfair to us. It makes us insecure because all our lives we have been warm. We have been cushy in that greenhouse, sitting in that flower pot. Life was good. I had a good job. I had family. I had children. I had a good paycheck. I was healthy. Everything was going well. Why Allah? Why me? Why now? What we don't realize is I was in my cocoon. My potential to grow had stopped. My roots could not expand. So I was in the rat race, but I thought life was good. That calamity that befell me, that was the breaking of the flower pot. That was Allah saying to us, no, you're not good. You are running on animal instinct. You are driven by fear and greed. Come out of the greenhouse. Come out into the dark tunnel. Cross and see the light at the other end of the tunnel. Let me show you what your full potential is. So that calamity, therefore, is again an opportunity that brings us to our full potential. When the flower pot shatters through this calamity, then fitra begins to speak. What does fitra say when calamity befalls and the flower pot breaks? Fitra says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. When afflictions and misfortunes befall them, they realize that they are not in control of their lives, that this is not permanent. They say, indeed, we come from Allah, and to Him is our return. That statement is filled with realization, but that realization only came إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. As soon as life appears to be happy, we forget to call to Allah. We forget this inna lillah, because then we go back to our mode of fear and greed. We go back to being driven by tabi'a, and therefore we go back to being comfortable with how our life was. So fitra immediately senses that when this flower pot has broken, when something is wrong with my life, the walls of tabi'a are falling apart. The walls of my ego, the shattering of my ego boundary is taking place. Tabi'a, on the other hand, says, I am invincible. I will never die. I am a god unto myself. I will live forever, because tabi'a doesn't want to leave the cocoon. It does not want to leave the flower pot. It does not want to leave the mode in which it is happy.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. سبحانه ما أعظم والملك لا شريك لا لبيك إن الحمد لك والعز لك.